Okay, so the issue we left off with yesterday was just how far does this Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav Michag HaMatzos go? How much of what is applicable to Chag HaMatzos is subsequently brought into Chag HaSukkos? So the Tosfos, after setting the basic concept, brings in two additional extensions of the Tesvav Tesvav Michag HaMatzos. Anyone remember what the two were?
Oh, yeah.
This is the Teshvu. No. That's correct. That's the beginning. I'm referring to the latter.
You should be hungry when you eat in the Sukkah?
Yeah, that's one.
And the Kazayas.
Right, so the first thing is that Toso says that you should have an appetite. Just like you have to eat matzah l'tayavon, just like for the purpose of chiv of mitzvah, you have to enter into the Chag HaMatzos with a desire to eat the matzah. Right? You have to eat it with an appetite. So too, you should enter into Sukkos with an appetite to eat in the Sukkah. That was one. What was the second?
Kazayas.
What about Kazayas?
You have to, once you're in the Sukkah, you should eat a Kazayas and matzah. Once you're...
Just like you have to eat Kazayas and matzah, you have to eat Kazayas in the Sukkah on the first night. So on the first issue, we saw that the Darkei Moshe said, this is a strange idea. So this is a chumra below tam. So he doesn't really understand what this means. What business does eating matzah with a taiva have to do with eating in the sukkah on Leil HaSukkos with a taiva? What does one have to do with another? So he says matzah is a mitzvah. Right? There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So I understand there's a mitzvah to eat matzah b'teyava. But eating in the sukkah, says the mitzvah itself is not eating. Now, we had one difficulty with the Rama. Does the Rama mean that there's no that I can be mekayim the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah on the first night without eating? Now, that's something of a question. Maybe it doesn't mean quite that. But he says the mitzvah of the yeshiva sukkah can be fulfilled without eating. I'm in the sukkah and I'm getting a fulfillment of the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So what are you telling me? All of a sudden, I have to eat with a taiva. That's not appropriate to say with regard to a mitzvah that's not an eating-based mitzvah. And he leaves that as a question, and he says, but after I wrote all this, and my question really bothers me, I saw that the Tosfos says like this, and that the Ohr HaZeruah says like this. So when you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you see what the Ramah has to say, Halacha LaMaaseh, he in fact brings this down. He feels that at the end of the day, it's proper to be choshesh for this, even though in the Darkei Moshe he calls it a chumra, Yisera, Chumra B'lo Tam. He says it's excessive stringency. And then he says, whoever wants to be Machmer, Machmer, and whoever wants to be Mekel, lo hifsid. But you open up the Shulchan Aruch, seemingly he changed his position a little bit, and he felt that at the end of the day, one should in fact be strict regarding this issue. Okay? So the last Nakuda and Tosos, I want to try to come back to this Ramah, but the last Nakuda and Tosos was what? The Rav Zeira. Someone just want to read the last two lines over there?
Rav Zeira by Ima Lahalan Ad Shiachol Kazayas Dagan Matzah Afkan Ad Shiachol Kazayas Dagan Besukkah.
So just like we say that there's a Gzeira Shava Tesvav Tesvav. And now we say that also comes to include the fact that I have to eat with a taiva. Rav Zeira said, you know what? It doesn't stop there. It also means, in terms of what I eat, what does that mean? So I have to eat a kazayas of matzah. So I have to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. What's problematic about that or questionable about that? Which the Ran addresses on some level. We'll see the Ran inside in a minute. But what's noteworthy about that statement?
What
Tosos just said? Yeah. That kazayas. Tosos says, Reb Zeira, right? Tosos says, Reb Zeira says, you have to eat a kazayas of matzah, therefore you have to eat a kazayas in a sukkah.
Because we said that a kazayas, you don't have to eat in
the generally sukkah. Speaking, what's the rule about a kazayas? Not to eat that in the sukkah. Not to eat in the sukkah. Why do I have to eat a kazayas of matzah?
What's the share generally? Beitza?
For what?
Sukkah.
Yosemika beitza.
Right.
So what's what's special about a kazayas in general? Kazayas is always a shear of achilah, right? You have to eat something called matzah, you have to eat a kazayas. You have to eat something called mar, you have to eat a kazayas. Karpas, depends. What else? That's right. Well, that's a different.
You've eaten kazayas and mar.
Basar b'cholav, kazayas. What did you say?
Yeah, you've eaten kazayas and mar.
Sure.
I'm saying like a real mar.
Well, that's a separate question. What you use, but whatever that you use, you have a shir achila, and every time there's a shir achila, it's generally assumed to be a kazayas. Now, how you measure that's a different question, right? Is it by weight? Is it by volume? That's a whole separate question. But of course, it's a kazayas. How much do I have to eat in order to be mechuyev in a sukkah? You have a pun?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get any system. You gotta get
it. The more or the more or.
So the general rule is that for less than a kibbutz, I don't have to eat in the sukkah. So they tell me there's a special chiyuv to eat on the first night of sukkahs. That's learned out from the obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. And how much do you have to eat? Kazayas. What do you mean, kazayas? Kazayas is not normally a mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So what kind of formulation is that? Okay, that's one question. So let's take a look first at the Ran, and then we'll sort of have a last-minute write-in here from the Meiri. Hopefully we'll maybe go through that together. Okay? We're not going to go through the entire Ran. But I want to hone in on the last few lines of the Ran. So the Ran is Dafid Bezim and Bez, Dibur Maskal Masnizan. Take a look at the Ran. Let's say, Lafika. One, two, three lines down. Three lines down in the wide lines. If you have a traditional run, it's three lines down in Lafika Nira. Yes. Everyone has it? Chaim, you have some access to a run?
Yeah, again, three lines down from where?
So where are we?
Just hijack his Gemara? Yeah. What's he going to use? Who's using this?
It was Sammy's when he left.
Okay, so one of you could take it. Lefikach Nira. Someone want to read for us? Chaim, for you. You want to give a shot?
Sure.
Okay, Lefikach Nira. Zach, you have it?
Second to last.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Chaim. Lefikach Nira. It's the third line down in the wide lines
of
the
Ran. The
second to last word, Lefikach.
In the wide lines?
In the widest lines of the Ran.
Bottom wide lines.
Lefikach Nira. Sime Shechadash.
What is the Torah coming to be mechadesh? It's a funny lesson to use, you know. But it means, what's the Gemara coming to teach me? What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk coming to teach me? What's the unique limud of the pasuk? Okay, you're doing great. What's it teaching me about the first night of Pesach? In that it says what? Me the kasav. Matos. Okay. That's what the pasuk says. What does it mean? What is it coming to tell me? What's the rule that comes out from there? Go ahead. So midikasa be'eratochu matzos hainu, that is, l'chaivo, to obligate him.
B'din
matzah ruya. Comes to tell me what? When the pasuk is be'eratochu matzos. So, what could it be telling me? It could be telling me one of two things. Okay, it could be telling me one of two things. What are the two things? Either tochlu, or matzos. I mean, what's the main focal point of the shiur? Be'erev tochlu matzos. So is the Torah coming to highlight the fact that there's an issue of eating, that there's an achilo, or is it coming to tell me something unique about matzah?
No, matzah.
All right, that's unique, that he's going through the possibilities, right? So he says, what does it mean? It means to tell me that there's a special rule that I have to eat matzah ru'uya. I have to eat matzah, quote unquote. I have a specific obligation to eat that which we call and identify as matzah. That's the rule.
Matzah.
Right. Matzah that is fitting. The ilu. Stop. Mikol shehu pas. Good. What does that mean?
Any form of bread.
If what? If the pasuk was just simply telling me that there's a obligation to eat, then right, what would I be able to eat? Anything that would be considered pas, any pas substitute. Anything that would be called pas. Doesn't have to have a specific character. Doesn't have to be called matzah. Whatever, if it's Pesach, obviously it can't be chametz. But anything that I could refer to as pas, even matzah shira, would be okay. If it was just a yontif rule. It was just a rule of achila per se.
Matzah shira is like what we call like egg matzah.
Yeah, and it's a whole separate sugya. What's matzah shira, what's not matzah shira. But Ashkenazim generally assume that egg matzah is matzah shira. Guys, Chaim, you're doing a great job. Filu matzah shira. So if it's just a yontif rule, okay, I could eat whatever bread I could get my hands on. That's not chametz. I don't have to eat matzah ru'uya. So therefore, he wants to say it must be matzah, regular matzah ru'uya. That's what the Torah is telling me. Berav tochlu matzos. Okay, but now I have the gezeir shava tesva michaga matzos. So what does it teach me with regard to Sukkos? Stop. What does that mean?
We're also...
With regard to Sukkos, it tells me that I must eat what? I must eat matzah haru'uya. Kazayas and matzah haru'uya. Once it says I have to eat it, I know I have to eat a kazayas. Right? If I have to eat it, I know it's a kazayas. What do I have to eat? Matzah haru'uya. What about Sukkos? What does the Torah tell me with regard to Sukkos?
You also have some sort of shear that you have to abide by.
Yeah. Gil, you want to say?
Oh, yeah. So, that's just, it's coming just so through by Pesach. It's trying to come to teach you matzah. Here it's coming to teach you...
What, specifically?
The shear that you have to eat in the sukkah.
Well, this lashon is important. You have to pay close attention. Garmina nami demechayev le'echol shiur. You have to eat, just like I have to eat matzah, and therefore I know it's a kazayas, so too, on sukkahs, I have to eat... And it's not a yontif rule, as he'll tell us in a minute. Shir shehu chayiv lechol b'sukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like on Sukkos, I'm sorry. Just like on Pesach, I have a chiyuv to eat. It's a separate chiyuv of eating matzah. So too on Sukkos, I have a chiyuv to eat on the first night the amount which I'm a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah.
Right. It doesn't really say much.
Well, we know what that is, right? We know. Let's assume for a moment that's a kibetza. A little bit more than kibetza.
Right, but then still...
Well, slow. Chai lechol b'sukkah. How do I know that that's what I'm mechuyav to eat? What is he saying in this step, first of all? This is important. What am I learning from Chag HaMatzos? What is the connection?
That there is some sort of shir that you have to have.
That we know. That he's taking for granted. He's not even telling you what it is. What do you mean?
Like eating, regardless of what you're necessarily eating itself is part of it.
It's okay, that's true. There's nothing, you don't have to eat anything specific, right? We're assuming that you're going to have to eat pas just because that's what's going to be mechuyev. But okay, that there's an idea of eating. Well, he's not talking... Well, so that's the thing. He's not really talking about what? He's not talking about the sukkah. The sukkah is almost so secondary.
Yeah, but it shouldn't...
The shear... Well, he says you have to eat the shear that you would have to eat in the sukkah. So he's making the whole gezeirah shava about eating. It's all about eating. Just like I have a chiyuv to eat matzah in a certain shear, so it comes the first night of sukkah, I have to eat a certain shear. But he didn't say I have to eat it. And the implication is obviously I'm going to have to eat it in the sukkah. But he's saying like the gezeirah shava is not so much about the mitzvah as it is about the eating. Let's take it further. We'll see exactly why we're saying what we're saying. Can we go on a little further, Chaim?
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing great.
Elu Medin Yom Tov.
Elu, right? Elu.
Elu Medin Yom Tov. Sagi Le Le'echol Ke Beitza Arai Chod Yisuka V'gamina.
So if it was a Yontif rule, if it was a rule that was based in Yontif, then what? Sagi Le Le'echol Ke Beitza. You could eat a kibbeitza, meaning that you don't have to eat more than a kibbeitza. If it's just a yontif rule and you just need to be kovei asuda, you could have a kibbeitza and eat it outside the sukkah. The gamrinan. Michag Matzos legamre. Begamrin de Garmina Michag Matzos legamre. Garmina mine. I'm sorry, am I in the right place? No. Garmina nami, sorry. Garmina nami. Lechol shiyashu chayv lechol besukka. De ilumi din yantif sagi lechol kibetza arai chotzosukka. Garmina Michag Matzos, what? De machayv lechol. Shir hamachuyev lechol b'sukkah. Saying almost openly there. What am I learning out from over there? I'm learning out from over there that I have to eat a certain shir. That shir happens to be the shir that I'm mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Yes? Is everyone following?
That has to be the shir.
He's saying, what is it that you learn? What is the gzeir shavah? Tesov mi chag matzos. Okay, so chag matzos, we say you have to eat a gzayis and matzo. You have to eat a gzayis and matzo. It's not a yontif rule. Okay, so what's the gzeir shava? The gzeir shava is just like I have a chiv achil on the first night of Pesach, now also I have a chiv achil on the first night of Sukkot. How much? That which I would normally have to eat in the Sukkot. Yes? I mean, I'm not even ad-libbing. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
That much you have to eat. How do I know that? Because it was just a yontif rule. How much could you eat? No, you could eat less than that. You could just eat a kibbeitza. You could eat up to a kibbeitza. All right. Chutzal sukkah. So when you learn from chagasukos, sorry, chagamatzos, the mechayel lechol shir hamechayel lechol sukkah. I'll take questions in one second. Let's just read another line or two here and just get a full picture. Lefikach. Nireh Yosem Ikebeitza. So therefore the chiyuv is what? To eat more than a kibbeitza, because a kibbeitza is stam yantif thing and you could eat that outside the sukkah. But now you tell me I have to eat a shear that would be mechiyuv in a sukkah. How much is that? Oh, that's Yosem Ikebeitza. That's Yosem Ikebeitza. So we're learning from the fact that I must eat a kazayis and matzah that I must eat Yosem Ikebeitza. Now, if I have to eat more than a kibbeitza, where do I have to eat it? Okay, I'm going to have to eat it in the sukkah. I'm going to have to eat it in the sukkah. But he's not making it about that. He's making it about the achila. And this comes back to yesterday when we were questioning what exactly is the gzeir shava. All right, so let's hold off another minute. Go ahead. That's one shita. So one shita says basically I'm going to need to eat a kibbeitza, which is, or a little bit more than a kibbeitza, which is a shear that's mechuyev in the sukkah. What's the other possibility? No. Go ahead. El Shiyesh Omrin.
Kach.
The Kevan de Gamrinan Michag HaMatzos. Since we're learning from Chag HaMatzos, Legamri gamrina. Mina. So one sheet is, we looked to Chag HaMatzos, and the rule by Chag HaMatzos is, I must eat a kazayas of matzah. Okay, so I say, what's the translation to Chag HaSukkos? You have to eat a shear. You also have to eat a shear. How much? The shear that you would be mechuyev in the sukkah. A little bit more than a kibetzah. That's one possibility. I'm looking to in terms of the achila. The other possibility is no. I take an exact translation from Chag HaMatzos. How much matzah do I have to eat?
Kazayas
and matzah. How much do I have to eat on the first night of Pesach? Asukas?
A kazayas.
A kazayas. Slow. I mean, that's,
well, it doesn't make sense.
One second. What's that?
Yoker.
How much would you have to eat?
Did you say yoker?
No, afhacha kazayas. Yosemi kibetza. Yosemi kibetza for the first approach. Second approach is no. Madach by matzah, it's a kazayas. So over here, it's a kazayas.
The whole.
Look, let's just finish it out, and then I'll take questions. Okay. Go ahead, Chaim. Dibishar. Even though on all the nights of Yom Tov, what? Go ahead. What happens to Shar on the other days? Kazayas is what?
Arai.
Just for the first night, it's considered Teva.
Because if it's a kazayas as arai, so what is he saying? A big chiddush now. What's the big chiddush?
That means you have to eat a kibitza, or enough to be kovias with that.
No, but the way he made it sound is that a kazayas is arai for the rest of the 7 days, meaning that on the first night it would be enough for the mitzvah and it would be considered kevah. No.
If I could normally eat this kazayas outside the sukkah. Right, it's a shear arai. Now, what am I saying now? I'm saying that's a shear that you have to eat on the first night.
So that's
a chiddush. In the chiddush, that's the shear that you have to eat. The first mahalach said, what do you have to eat? The shear that's bound up in the sukkah. What's the shear that's bound up in the sukkah? Yosem mikabetza.
Yeah.
So that I understand. I'm telling you that's the shear that you have to eat. Just like I have to eat a shear of matzah, now I have to eat a shear on the first night of sukkah. So what's that shear? The shear that makes sense. Kalapi sukkah. What is that? Yosem mikabetza. But now you're telling me that the second mahalach is, just like I did a kazayas of matzah, because that's a din in achila, why is a kazayas of matzah okay? Because that's achila. Just like it's good for morah, it's like it's good for anything else, that's what's called achila. So now you're telling me, oh, do the same thing for the first night of sukkahs. What does that mean? No, it is all right. Openly
so,
says it all right.
Exactly. So.
Afilu hachi. Go ahead, Chaim. Afilu hachi. Belayla harishon.
Oh yeah.
I'm where you left off. Afilu hachi.
Belayla
harishon.
Afilu hachi. Belayla harishon. Kevan shehakasu.
Kavo. Chova.
Even though it's considered a temporary amount, make it into a.
The Torah, since the Torah obligated you to eat, right? And if you're learning that the Gzeir Shava means you have to eat this amount, then this amount is an obligation. Right? Guys, is everyone somewhat following here? Should I start again?
I'm with you.
Should I start again? There's two possibilities here. The Ran is grappling with the two possibilities. What is it that you have to eat on the first night of Sukkot? Matzah is given. That's it. Kezayis and matzah, that's given. Now, what do I have to do on the first night of Sukkot? What does it mean when the pasuk tells me that there's a chiyuv to eat on the first night of Sukkot? So the first possibility is it means eat that amount which you mechuyav to eat in the Sukkah. Yosem mikabetza. Okay, so we understand that. You understand that's the amount that you have to eat in the Sukkah. That's the amount that you have to eat in the Sukkah, so that's the amount that you have to eat because it's Sukkot. Right? What's the other possibility? No. Eat a kezayis. What's a kezayis? It's not. Kezayis is nothing. As far as Sukkah is concerned. And you don't have to eat a kezayis in the Sukkah normally. Kezayis is arai. A kebetz is arai. Only more than a kebetz is mechuyav in the Sukkah. So how do you understand the obligation of eating dafka kezayis on the first night?
That opinion, we went out from where? Why is that?
She says we learn it out fully from the Gzeir Shava. Whatever was applicable to matzah, that's what you learn out over here. Lagamri gamrina mina. You learn it entirely. And you're left with what? You're left with a kezayis.
He says flat out,
since the Torah specifically told you to eat, and we're learning that it means eat a kezayis, that is its own kvias. The kvias stems from the halachic obligation to eat it. That's a kvias.
Not from the amount.
Well, it can't be less than a kezayis. That wouldn't be an achila. But since the Torah said eat a kezayis, I eat a kezayis, that's it. That is a kvias. Now, once I'm kovei, where must I eat? Achilas Keva, where must I have it?
In
the Sukkah. So that's why it still makes sense, according to this opinion. Okay? Okay. Let's just finish the run. There's one more line here. Achim Omrim. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lomar Vafilu
Shafilu
of Shafilu Yardu
Gishamim
Kayav Lech Hold the Sukha Afogar Nepater or Dinapater De
Ba
Bashar Yomi.
This is an important line. This is something that we actually alluded to yesterday before we even saw the Ran. This is very important. What is the Ran saying here? Achim Omrim, others weigh in on this issue and say that what? Dilahachi, for this reason, Gamrinan Leila Yontav Rishon Shel Chag Michag Amatzos. When we make that Gzeir Shava, what do we say? Lomar. What purpose do we make that Gzeir Shava? To what extent do we make the Gzeir Shava? Shafil Yardu Gishamim. Even if it rains on the first night, then what? Chayav Lechol B'Suka Afagav the Mefter of Avshar Yom. That's crucial.
Seems like a really, really big stretch.
Well, we have to understand it. Okay, slow. Let's take it slow. Yeah, what do you mean? Where else would it be?
Like, is that from Sinai?
It's part of the Torah Shebaal Peh.
So how can, if someone says it's part of the Gezeir Shavah, the other thing you must say, they have one.
No one's arguing whether or not the Gezeir Shavah exists. The question is now, how do you apply it logically? How far does it go? I know there's some obligation that's derived in terms of eating on the first night of Sukkot, that's derived from the first night of Pesach. How far do we go? So what's the question over here? What's the question over here?
Why
would I say kezayis and why would I say a kebetza? Let's take up that question. Again, I think we may have already gotten into this a little bit yesterday at the end of Shir. But why would you say one or the other? And what's the connection to gezayis?
That's my question.
But forget about everything else. Let's just hone in on those two questions.
Okay.
Could be that kazayas is enough to satisfy someone.
Well, in terms of my obligation, right? All we're talking about now is what is my obligation on the first night. That's what's being raised here. On the first night of Sukkot, I know I have an obligation to eat matzah. Nothing to do with my chiyuv of eating on Yontif. There's nothing to do with Yontif per se. It's a separate rule. The rule is you have to eat a kazayas of matzah. Yes, everyone agrees with that. Mm-hmm. That's a rule. That's what Ron said. Berav tochlu matzos. You have to eat matzah. Nothing to do with Yontif. For Yontif, you could be satisfied your chiyuv of suda or your chiyuv of not fasting by eating other substances. What must you eat to satisfy the mitzvah of Erev Tochel Matzos? You have to eat matzah. Okay, so now the question is, you look at Sukkos, I have to eat the first night of Sukkos, either Kazayis or Kibetza. Yeah, Zach, you want to say something?
Something that has to do
with what you're saying is good. I mean, that the rule of achilas matzah is a din in eating that substance. You have to eat matzah. So once I tell you you have to eat matzah, you have to eat a certain shear. Now the question is, well, what is my obligation on the first night of Sukkos? Take the next step. What am I obligated to do on Sukkos? First night. Forget about
it. To make
teshuva kin tadiru.
Yeah. And food is like one part of it that comes together to create that, but another is like bringing in your specific clothing and your specific bed and your
shoes. So let's slow down. What about teshuva kin tadiru then? What does teshuva kin tadiru normally tell me about eating in the sukkah? What type of achila is bound up in teshuva kin tadiru?
Talking box.
The talking box?
I'm saying like the laptop.
Yeah.
What's he?
No, she's not saying anything. Oh, Zach, you want to say something?
Not at the moment.
he brought the thing that has to do with the actual food substance. Toso said, Kazayas Dagon, the sukkah. He specified that particular thing. Toso said,
okay.
A food that
would
warrant the presence
of Muslims. A kazayas, okay. But what I'm asking is like this, though. Why would you tell me kibetza? Why would you tell me kazayas? So Zach's saying, well, maybe it's teshuva kin tadiru. So I'm asking, let's go with that mahalach. If it's a din in teshuva kin tadiru, which is the rule which guides every other day of Sukkos, what's going to be your chiyuv?
Yosemi
kibetza. Less than yosemi kibetza is what?
Arai.
That's arai. So part of teshuva kin tadiru tells me, when it's arai, I can eat it outside the sukkah. When it's kava, I can eat in the sukkah. Why? Teshuva kin tadiru. People normally eat achilas arai outside their home. Halach b'derech is also pater. Why? Because people normally do that. All those things that we mentioned previously as being exemptions were all basically included in the general principle of teshuva kin tadiru. So if you're going to tell me it's a function of teshuva kin tadiru, then what? What would you say? It has to be a kibetza. Which would mean that the first night is really guided by the same principles as every other night.
Yeah.
What if you say that's a gezeirah
shavah?
What's that?
What's a gezeirah shavah then? Wasn't that always applied?
No, but now you have a chiyuv. Now that you actually have a chiyuv to do it. The rest of the days you don't have to do it. But tonight you have to do it. So you have to make yourself mechuyuv, I guess, in the category of teshuva kin tadiru. But you're still going to be guided by that same general principle. You have to put yourself in the category of one who's going to be teshuva kin tadiru. He's going to be dar. Right? You have to put yourself in the category of one who's dar basukkah. How are you going to do that? Eat a kibetza. By eating kibetza, you must be in the sukkah. You must be dar basukkah. But what's the other tzad saying? You tell me it's just a kazayas, what do you say? Is it teshuva kin tadiru? No, that you know for sure it's not teshuva kin tadiru.
Yeah.
Because that's achil sarai. Achil sarai is mutter outside the sukkah. So you tell me it's a chiyuv to eat a kazayas, and yet I have to eat in the sukkah. It's not a yontif rule, it's a sukkah rule. So something unique to eating kazayas and eating in the sukkah. Does everyone understand the question before we give an answer? I just want to make sure this is clear. No?
Please.
I'll say it again. Yeah. I'll say it again. I'll say it as many times as you want. We're trying to understand the two different theories as to what you're obligated to do on the first night of Sukkos. And so doing, we're saying that each one is saying something about the nature of your obligation on the first night of Sukkos. So we all agree that the general principle which guides Achila B'Sukkah throughout the Yom Tov is what? Teshuvah Kein Tadur. Teshuvah Kein Tadur. Within Teshuvah Kein Tadur, there is a rule which says when I eat less than Achilas Keva, I'm exempt from the Sukkah. Only Achilas Keva is required in the Sukkah. Achilas Arai is permissible outside the Sukkah. So if I tell you, you must eat that shear, which is mechuyev to be eaten in the Sukkah, right? What am I telling you? I say it's not a yontif rule, it's a sukkahs rule. What is the rule? The rule is to make yourself mechuyev in the Sukkah, i.e., be a dar. Be a dar in the Sukkah on the first night. The rest of the days of the week, if you happen to be a dar, then you have to do it in the Sukkah. If you happen to be engaging in acts of dira, you're sleeping or you're eating a shira of a kibetza, then you're mechuyev to do it in the Sukkah. But on the first night, you must be a dar of a Sukkah.
I have an idea.
Okay, I just want to make sure everyone's clear on the question. I'll take your suggestion. Now the question becomes, well, what about the other tzad? The other tzad is, no, you don't have to eat that shira, which is normally mechuyev to be eaten in the Sukkah. Just look at what's done on Pesach. On Pesach, you eat a kezayis and matzah. So, you eat a kezayis and a sukkah, and that's it. Even though normally that's arai, here, since the Torah specifically requires it, that's what you're required to do in the sukkah. The question is, well, what is the obligation then?
I think my thing is going to kill two birds with one stone.
Okay, good. That's the way it should be.
He brought up the whole thing with the Geshom.
Good.
And so I think a kezayis, I don't know, this is just me making this up.
No.
A kezayis is going to take 2 seconds to eat, you know? A kezayis, like, and he makes it an obligation to eat
okay.
something in the sukkah.
Okay.
You can afford to stand in the rain for 1 second, eat a kezayis, and then leave just to be done with the mitzvah.
You can afford it? What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, you could, it's, you know, no one cares to stand outside the rain to eat one bite and then leave.
Okay.
You know, it's not like the worst thing in the world. And it's not like having, they're not going to obligate you to, like, actually sit down because kibetza or oyoser is actually...
So what is the mitzvah, according to you? You're right, you're saying something, but what are you saying? So what's the mitzvah? You're saying it's not to be dar basukah because you don't have to eat a shear that's a function of dira. That would only be kibetza, more like yosemi kibetza. So what is it?
Mekayim shir basukah.
Okay, but you're saying something, don't just say... You're saying something. Savor it for a moment.
Yeah,
enjoy it.
To
do an act of yeshiva.
Yeah.
They said you have to be yoshei basukah. That's an obligation. You have to do yeshiva basukah. Not dar basukah. Dar basukah. Okay. That's there are rules. The guide when you're considered dar basukah, or when you're considered a person who's partaking of. Let me put it this way: when you're a person who's partaking of dira, normally then you must sit in the sukkah. So on the first night, according to the first shear, they said, the first mahalach said, you must be a dar basukah. Eat the shear that's mechuyev to be eaten in the sukkah. The second mahalach is saying, no, you don't have to be a dar basukah. You don't have to eat a shear. What's that?
Just exactly.
Maisa yeshiva. You have to do an active yeshiva basukah. And how do I know that makes sense? Oh, because then there are those who say that even when it's yorid gishamim, he's still mechuyev in the sukkah. Does that make sense in the context of the first mahalach? Yeah.
No.
Think
about it.
Because why not?
Yeah, it's like more than, I don't know. Yeah, what are you going to say?
No, you say. If you hold a kibbutz, why wouldn't you necessarily say this? I'm not...
That opens the whole thing. You have to be...
If you have to
be a dar, and then the part there now. And you wouldn't say...
Dira is in opposite with Geshamim.
Yeah.
If it's a din in dira, then when it's raining out, who am I? I'm potter.
Yeah.
Because a person wouldn't sit in his house when it's raining.
It's uncomfortable.
That's in opposite with dira. You don't sit, you're not dar in a place when you're mitzdayer. But if you tell me that this is not a din in dira, it's just a din, I don't want to say maisa ba'alma, but if it's a maisa yeshiva ba'alma, it's just a maisa, you must do it. It's an objective thing. You must do something in the sukkah. You must be yoshev basukah. I don't care if you're normally exempt based on the rules of dar, the rules of dira. Tonight you must be yoshev basukah. How are you going to do that? You can eat a kezayis. And you know what? You can eat that kezayis even if it's raining. And I don't care if it's raining because you're not. There's no patur for you. It's an objective mice of yeshiva, basukah, which you must do. And a kezayis is the smallest amount which halacha is going to identify as a mice achila. Or as a halachic eating. Let me put it that way. I don't want to say mice achila. It could be anything. But as a halachic eating. So I tell you, you have to be yoshev basukah. Achila is one of those things that demonstrate yeshiva basoka. Do the smallest amount of achila, which is going to demonstrate yeshiva basoka. Have a kazayas. Yes?
Yeah. So is the one thing that takes precedence over Teshu King Kuduru?
The first night, that's right. That's why the first night is different. That's the, according to this of Mahalch, that's the Chiddush of the first night.
Of saying the first night's a Chiyuv?
A Chiyuv different than the rest of the nights.
Yeah.
You want to tell me the rest of the nights, eat Bayachil, you love Bayachil, that's fine. First night, you must eat something. How much must you eat? Well, it depends. It depends what they told you on the first night. If they told you the rest of the week is guided by the principle of Teshu King Tadiru, if you're a dar, then yes. If you're not a dar, then no. But tonight I want you to be a dar, then you have to eat a kibetza. If they said the rest of the week is guided by Teshu King Tadiru, eat bayachel, ilo bayachel, but tonight I want you to be a yoshe basoka, then even less than that is going to be sufficient. But it sounds like the way the Ran is presenting it, that according to that first tzad, of eating the Yosef Mikabetza, it wouldn't necessarily fit with the principle of the Geshama. And that could be why he puts it in over there. See how he has it juxtaposed to the second Shita? V'achem omen dilahachi gamrinon leila yom tov arishon shalchag mechag amatzos lomar shafil yardu Geshama chayav lechol basuka afal gav demefta babashar yom. Not, he doesn't say that after the first mahal. Puts it over here after the kezayis mahal.
Sounds like a whole new thing now, no? The lahachi to exclude everything else? For this reason as opposed to any other reason?
The lahachi gamri alel yom tov rishon shalchag? Mechag amatzos? Lomar, I mean, totally third, a third. I was thinking about that. I'm not sure. Because he says vachayim omer.
Yeah, but also the lahachi.
Right.
Doesn't seem like an extension of what they're saying. It seems like something totally different.
No, unless you say Dilahachi Amrinon because of what I just said previously, because of this. For this reason. I hear what you're saying. I grapple with the same thing myself. I'm not sure. I mean, either way, even if what you're saying is true, it's still, I think it fits in with the second Shita. But you wouldn't say such a thing if the rule is the same. You can't tell me that the rule is the same as it is every other night, but all of a sudden you put that you're chayiv when it's raining. So you have to try to explain why it's different.
Where does yeshiva come from? The idea that it has to be yeshiva b'sukkah?
The first, that's the special, that's the chiddush. That's what the Torah would be mechadish.
Is that different than saying if you have to be ochel, you need to be ochel in b'sukkah? Is that the same thing?
What do you mean? Why say that's the
essence is yeshiva, not necessarily have to eat.
Yeah, but that's the way you act out. That's the way you act out the yeshiva. It's not a din in eating per se, but it's a din in being in the sukkah. How are you going to do something that's going to demonstrate being in the sukkah? You got to do a thing that you normally have to do in the sukkah. I'm not saying you have to do it like a dar, but you have to do it. All right, we don't really have so much time, but maybe we could start. There's a nice footnote over here in this Meiri. Maybe we could do it. I'm sorry I didn't forward it to you, Zach. I only just came across it a while ago. But we'll do it. I don't know if you have this version of the Meiri. Is that with the footnotes?
I don't think so.
It's in the footnotes. So you can follow along.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'll just listen.
It's in the middle of footnote 240. This is the so-called critical edition of the Meiri. Does anyone not have one?
No, I don't mean this is it.
What do you mean it's not it?
No, not that. Something else. Yeah.
Oh, there's something else floating around? Okay, so it's the Meiri on this Gemara of Zayin Amun Aleph, and it's footnote 240. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's quoting here from Baruch Be'er. Okay? So all the fans of the Birkei Shmuel. Okay? Look what he says here in the middle. He says, "Hayanirli lomar davar chadash, im masha shemati b'shem hagon Rav Baruch Dov Zal Lachkar." Says there was a chakir that he heard over in the name of Rav Baruch Be'er. Mahi al yafusa michag amatzos. What is the yafusa? What is the limud? What is the gzer shava from chag amatzos? Im basuka b'leil harishon ha'achila gufa. Hainu hapas sheochel havei chefsa de mitzvah. do you say that eating in the sukkah on the first night, the actual food becomes like a chefta shel mitzvah, kimo matzah, meaning that is the mitzvah. Just like on Pesach, the mitzvah is to eat matzah, so matzah becomes a chefta shel mitzvah. Now if you tell me there's a chiv achila per se in the sukkah, so it's like the substance itself becomes a chefta shel mitzvah. That's one possibility. Oh, Sharaka sukkah he chefted the mitzvah. Or do you say, no, that the sukkah is just the chefta shel mitzvah. Elish, but if it's true, the sukkah is the chiyav. Elish shalom the machiyav akim hamitzvah di shiva sukkah. But larishon hu aidei achila b'sukkah. But the way that comes about is through eating. That's how do you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah through doing an act that you do in the sukkah, eating. But it's not the eating per se. It's sort of like what the Rama was saying, struggling with. Aval ein achila atzma cheftzah de mitzvah. But it's not that the achila is the cheftzah de mitzvah. Kimo sukkah gufa. Okay, and he has some nafkaminas here. So again, what's the chakir? The chakir is, what is the obligation on the first night of Sukkot? Is it a chiyuv to eat per se? And the eating becomes a mitzvah, and therefore the food is on some level almost a chefza of the mitzvah, or like matzah, similar to matzah. You say, no, all that's really secondary. It's just a way of getting to the fulfillment of being in the sukkah. The mitzvah is the sukkah. Which is, it really sounds like what the Rama was saying, the second way.
But that makes sense, of course, because let's say for matzah, that's like a finish. It's not like a just a stumble thing.
That's like the pasuk says that, right. So you want to say that the gzeir shavu will take from the chiddush.
A sukkah is also a chiddush, it's a chetza shal mitzvah. Food, that's just a maisa, the kimo, the actual chetza.
That's the second side, right. That's the second side. Okay, good. So he throws out some nafkaminas here. Listen to the nafkaminas. The nafkamina inyan im ochel pas gozel. Let's say the first night of Sukkot, you ate a shear, whatever the shear is, but you ate stolen bread. The imnomer de achila gufa he chefta the mitzvah. If you'll say that the achila is chefta the mitzvah, right? In other words, it didn't eating just like matzah, that the achila itself becomes the mitzvah. Yotze or not yotze? Lo yatsi de chovaso, mita mitzvah babaveira.
Yeah.
No good.
It's
like lulav agozel.
Yeah.
Avom nomer da mitzvah hi asukah atzma. But if you tell me, really, my kiyum comes through what? Really being in the sukkah. El shemakayim osay de hachil. But the kiyum, the vehicle for the fulfillment in sukkah, comes about through eating. Emkein achila hu kmo machshir mitzvah. Machshir mitzvah. Well, mitzvah abeira psul rakim aveir. He begufa mitzvah. That's a whole separate sugya. When you say mitzvah baba vera, but you only say it essentially when it's inherent in the mitzvah itself, not in something ancillary to the mitzvah. Kamo lulav, v'sukkah gezulim, v'lo b'machshir mitzvah. U'kamo shapir sharambam, in hilchos shofar. Right, you could be yotzei shofar, tekiya shofar, with a shofar gezulah. Why? Yotzim b'shofar gozol mishem da mitzvah, hi hashmiya, v'ein b'kol din gezel. You can't steal, the chefza, so to speak, the tangible part of the shofar is stolen, the actual shofar. Yeah, but that's only a machshir for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the kol, and you can't have gezel on the kol. What's that? Lefiza efshar lomar afkan yanafkamina bein mitzvah sachilas hapas mishum yomtev lebein mitzvah mishum sukkah. V'hainu, de mitzvah sachilas hapas b'yomtov ein mitzvah b'cheftza sachilas hapas gufa. On yomtev, Stam on Yantif, you're not going to say that the mitzvah is bound up in the pas itself. Elakol studus Yantif, whom Yishim Oneg, Okibu, and Kimoba Shabbos. It sort of comes into the next Tosfos already, but I think it's Kedai just to go through his Mahalach here. It says, if you'll tell me it's a din in Yantif, so there's just an idea of Kibud and Oneg. That's the end goal. Who pas. Who ikar asuda kamoshes bar b'devi aramba m'shulchan aruch who biyoser hirchiv b'ze habir Rabbi Kiva Enger the psakim shalal ubashmata. This is a famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Enger, talks about benching on yomtev and the role of women in benching. I mean, not really the role but the impact, I guess, the chiv. If a woman forgets yalav yavo on yomtev, does she have to go back or not? That's the first Rabbi Kiva Enger, first tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Enger. Maybe we'll go through it together. That's a nice tshuva, actually. Umehayim time a rotza lifter noshim im shachachu lohazkir shachag bebirkas hamazom lachso shenis levarich. Why? Mishum de mitzvahs oneg. He held like this. Why do you have to eat on yantif? Because of oneg yantif. What's the oneg yantif? Mitzvahs asay shasman grama. A woman mechuyav also in mitzvahs asay shasman grama? No. So therefore, since their chiyuv of oneg is. It's not really upon them. The chiyuv is not really upon them, and therefore they should be potter from going back a second time, even though they left out the alav yavo. In Cain, the imnomer la osot sad the alfusa mechaga matzos. Now he's going back. If you'll tell me that the alfusa, the gzer shava, how closely does it mimic matzah? If you'll tell me mechaga matzos, he mitzvahs achilas pas besukah, he gufa chefter the mitzvah kemo matzah bepesach. If you'll tell me eating in the sukkah becomes like the mitzvah itself is the eating, so much so that the food is like the chefter shal mitzvah, that's where the kima mitzvah comes in, right? Not that it's in sukkah, but it's in eating, then what? Hare yotzei nafkemin l'inyan imachal pas gezula. Back to the pas gezula business. If you ate pas gezula, so if it's mishum mitzvah yamtif, if it's mishum mitzvah yamtif, yotzei not yotzei. Did you get the benefit of the oneg from eating this bread?
Yeah.
You got it. Yotze. Shrei einach yil sepas b'yomtov chetze de mitzvah. Ela sha'yidei achila mekayim ha-mitzvah de oneg v'kibud. You're fulfilling the overall mitzvah of kibud and oneg. Aval imishum sukkah, but if you tell me it's chiyav in sukkah, then why not? Lo yotzi lichavaso. The sukkah achilas pas. He etzem a mitzvah. It's not a hechi timta over there to get to something else. That is the mitzvah. No, it's not a machshir anymore. That is the mitzvah. Anyone with me over here? He's really dealing with this question. He's really dealing with this question of what is the obligation of eating in the sukkah on the first night. Is it a din of eating, or is it a din of sukkah? It's similar to what we discussed. Not exactly framed the same way. But he's saying, is the gzeir shava teaching me? And I think that this is the same chakira, basically, that the Dake Moshe was going through. You know, ultimately, he pointed to the Tosos and to the Zeruah, but he said, well, he was taking a side. What's the Chiv? The Chiv is Sukkah. The Chiv is Sukkah. It's not a Chiv Achila. Oh, it comes along the Zeruah, comes along the Tosos, and seems to be saying, no, there's more going on here in terms of the Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava is carrying over a din in Achila. Yes? No? See, and he has a nafkamin here. Nafkamin is going to be in terms of the pas that's gazel. Can you be yotzei or not be yotzei? If it's just a din in simchus yomtev, no good. I mean, it's good. If it's a din in sukkah, it's going to be lacking.
If it's just in simchus yomtev, it's the same thing as like the shofar, right?
Exactly. The heat that you have to eat it in the sukkah, but if it's not a din in sukkah, then the mitzvah is removed. The object is removed from the actual mitzvah. But if you tell me it's din in sukkah, then it's really part of the chafza of the mitzvah of sukkah, in which case you would not be yotzei. It's mitzvah babavera. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah.
Yeah, fine.
So. Lo yotzei dechavasa, de besukkah, achil sapas. He etzem ha-mitzvah. It's not one step removed. That's what you have to do.
So, fine. How does he come to it?
No, he's saying this based on this chakira. Not doesn't seem to be taking a side.
Like I can't. For us, like we could come to a conclusion from our whole chakira.
I mean, the way we're saying it's machlokas. We're saying that's the machlokas based on whether you need a kazayas, whether you need a kibetza. Do you say that this rule makes sense to come to sukkahs with an appetite or not? Does that make sense? Does that not make sense? They're the same basic rule. How far does the kazayas shava go? Is it a din in eating or is it a din in sukkah? All right? right. I think maybe we tapped out for today. Let's try to pick up with this tomorrow. I would suggest that maybe tomorrow and Seder, go through this, or hold on to the sheets. If you don't have it, Zach, I'll try to send it to you, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So try to take a look at this footnote. It's footnote 240. And maybe we'll just spend another little bit on that, and then we'll move on to that next Tosos. I know everyone's waiting to do the next Tosos. I said, I know everyone's waiting to do the next Tosos, but I'm saying I'd like to spend a little more time with this just because of. Yeah.
Do we hold the Das Chayrim at the end of the Ron? Or does he just quote that?
No, I mean, you see, that's an issue. You see, that's an issue. Why in the first night do we even go outside in the rain, make Kiddush in the rain? Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's associated with that rule.